Another conversation about the future of the iconic Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory, commonly called the Domes, took place Wednesday evening. Part of last night's meeting revolved around a feasibility study that doesn't seem to propel Milwaukee County any closer to determining the Dome's future. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
The three beehive-shaped glass domes that are home to tropical, desert, and rotating show installations have glistened within Mitchell Park on Milwaukee's near south side for nearly 50 years. Like other Milwaukee County facilities, the building's maintenance has been chronically deferred. Safety concerns peaked in 2016 when a piece of concrete fell inside the desert dome. The domes closed for several weeks. Soon after, a task force formed to try to come up with a long-term solution. Gallagher & Associates is a museum planning and design firm. It has come up with a plan to not only solve the dome's future, but also that of the Milwaukee Public Museum. That institution dates back well over a century, but in recent years has faced financial and administrative challenges. Mike Devine with Gallagher & Associates proposes demolishing the domes, then building a new home to be shared by the domes and the public museum.
When you look at the two institutions today, those total just under 500,000 square feet. And as we looked at and evaluated what would be maybe a more efficient and quote-unquote right-sized facility, we come up with something about 300,000 square feet.
Rather than each institution having its own exhibit space, Devine's proposal calls for commingling the public museum's collection with that of the domes.
We do feel that the guest experience that we are suggesting here and the size of what we're suggesting here can provide really just a fabulous guest experience along the way.
You could almost feel task force members' brains trying to puzzle out how an iconic bison hunt diorama could commingle with a sea of exotic tropical plants. But the meeting revealed even more confusion and concerns. Task force member and county supervisor Jason Haas says he co-sponsored a budget amendment to explore whether the domes and the public museum could join forces, but he said not at the expense of the domes.
The budget amendment mandated the conservatory would have the same square footage in the hypothetical new facility as in the existing facility. I'm curious as to why that was apparently overlooked.
Ellen Sensky, interim CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, drilled down to a fundamental point. Sensky wasn't just worried about limiting her museum's space. She reminded the group that the official position of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors is to repair and restore the Milwaukee County domes, not to tear them down.
It's clear that the county's policy is to restore and repair the domes. And so it, to us, is something that won't work.
And Sensky added,
no, we can't fit into 24,000 square feet of space.
Bill Lynch has chaired the Domes Task Force since its inception, after the chunk of concrete hit the dome's floor in 2016. His committee has sifted through reports, recommendations, and what seems like mind-boggling bureaucracy. But Lynch says in approximately 5 months, the task force will present its final recommendation that will likely fold in short and long-term strategies.
To restore the domes and add additional facilities to make them operate more efficiently and effectively, do all of that, but also develop the domes over a long period of time as a destination attraction with a focus on comparative environments and ecological matters.
The Mitchell Park domes were recognized by the National Trust for Historic Preservation as one of the country's most endangered historic places in 2016. Lynch says historic designation could help pay for the multi-million dollar revitalization project.
The potential for availability of historic tax credits, 20% of the capital costs. On the scale we're talking about, that's millions of dollars, and that's very, very helpful.
But Lynch can't help reminding anyone who will listen.
You can't tear down the domes and get historic tax credits. It just doesn't work that way.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.